la la.
Welcome to DMDR. This is Jeremy Connor, your host. This is episode number 9, and I just kind of talk a little bit about everything on this one. I talk a little bit about having kids and if it's just the man's job to work. I'm just kind of all over the place. Also, I kind of talk about me getting in a very dark spot that my wife saved me from. So thanks for suffering along with me, and I hope y'all enjoy. Hello, everybody, and
happy Friday, motherfuckers.
How are y'all doing today? So I'm excited because it is finally Friday. I am losing my damn mind. Work has sucked balls. I am sure that y'all are having it pretty hard too. There is a chronic case of understaffing in every single sector. So I work at the hospital, and I'm just a lowly little transporter man, and I push people all day long in wheelchairs and beds, and help them get to their cars. And if you do not make it, I'll take you to the morgue. I am multifaceted. I do a lot of shit. And it's exhausting. It is backbreaking work, and it blows. Plus, I'm getting old. 40 years old and pushing around 400-pound people is not how I want to spend my retiring years 20 years from now, so I am trying like hell to get out. I very much will love the people I work with, most of them anyway. Very few I dislike. But it's just, damn, I'm tired as shit when I get home. So, this podcast ain't got a particular goal in mind. You're on your own on this one. I just feel like talking. And talk I shall. You know what? Actually, I am dedicating this particular podcast to my lovely wife. She pulled me out of a dark, dark spot a couple days ago. I've been getting really down and out. I'm just being kind of sick of my job. I like the people I work with, but I'm just burnt out. I've done it for so damn long. And then it's getting at the point where it's a damn skeleton crew all the damn time. And that's getting like that everywhere. I don't know what the hell's going on. How are you people making money? Shit, there are so many people not working now, and I'm just boggled of how anybody can make a damn living and not work. Y'all know some secrets that I wish I knew. But anyway, I just had a particularly bad day because, if you can imagine, it is not all sunshine and rainbows at a hospital. There's a lot of sick people, and when you're sick, you can get grumpy. But there are some people that are just assholes. And I tell you what, I've had my damn fair share of assholes, patients and nurses and co-workers. So at my hospital, we have been so damn short-staffed that they've had to hire traveling nurses. But I'll be damned, there's a couple of nurses that's been there for years that are just fucking dickheads, just ungrateful twats, and it sucks, man. So, story time. I'm dealing with these cunty patients, and mind you, most of the patients are cool, but it just takes a couple of really shitty patients to screw up your day. And man, I got a hold of an old bastard, and he was just whiny and needy and shitheadedy, and he wasn't even in that bad of shape, but he did have some getting around problems. On top of, he brought his whole damn house with him, and he was getting to go home. Well, he had his ass up in there because we didn't get to him quick enough. Well, he had so much shit with him that I couldn't take him and all the shit at the same time, so I called for help. Well, that pissed him off because, you know, he wanted out now, and I'm like, I'm not carrying you and a ton of shit by myself. So I get a good transporter friend of mine to help me. This good transporter friend of mine is a young black man, and when he walked in, that old man's face just dropped, and I'm like, oh, we got us a fucking racist. Amazing. And he was, you ever see like a racist person trying to be polite, but you can just tell, oh man, this guy was gross. And by the time we finally kicked that fucker out of the hospital, me and my buddy's like, oh my god, thank god he's gone. And ooky old people. So I'd say 98% of the time, I'm getting sweet old people. They're good to everybody. But every now and then, you'll get a prick. And just because they're old, don't mean you can't call them a fucking asshole. Because, man, this guy checked all the marks. Man, this day and age, I do not get racism. Anyway, forget that old guy. He sucks. So, moving right along to one of the particularly shitty nurses. So I understand, them nurses are wore out and they're tired, but it don't give you a right to be a dickhead. I'm tired all the time too, like physically tired. And most of the nurses are used to being tired, and they can still do their job and at least pretend that they're enjoying it. And that's half the damn battle. So anyway, I get this nurse that is just a cunt. I'm talking like he's got stage 5 cancer. She was, and she's always like this, kind of an icky bitch. pardon my French, but there's a few nurses that if I know their patient, if I'm getting a patient, I know that one of those nurses is their nurses. Oh, I dread it. Because not only can a shitty patient ruin your day, but oh, an asshole nurse can too. And what's wild, and this is in every single hospital I've ever worked at, the neuro floor. Oh, the neuro floor. I think what it is maybe they used to be nice people. Not all the neuro nurses are assholes, but there's always at least. But the neuro floor ain't no joke. That's where all the strokes and all these people with altered mental status show up, and they are a damn handful. So I could see how that could sour you on a person after a while, but damn. It's one of those, if you're that miserable, you need to find a floor to work on, find a different job. I guess that's easier said than done, because nurses have to go through a bunch of schooling and all that shit. You know what? Screw that. We got a nursing shortage. That should be the damn limit. Maybe I'm talking about shit I don't understand in the case, but like right now, your good buddy Jeremy is miserable at work. I dread it. I've got to go in today. I have got 1 hour that I can piddle with this, and then I got to go. But, you know, the job market is open because no one wants to work. Hell, I'm one of them. I got to. Wife and family, that whole chestnut. I don't have a choice. I don't know where y'all are getting y'all's assistance from, but part of me too is a man. I'm like, I should work. Man works. I am man.
I'm a manly motherfucker.
So as far as this podcast being dedicated to my lovely wife. So I came home from work, shitty patients, shitty nurses, a shit day, it was a shit show. There was a whole bunch of feces involved today. Well, not today, this has been a few days back. But anywho, I come home and the plumbing is nine kinds of fucked. The sink don't drain. See, our dishwasher hasn't worked in a while, so we've been doing dishes by hand, and I help out when I can, but the lion's share of the dishwashing has been the wife. He says, hey, I can't drain this nasty ass sink water. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch. And she's like, well, you ain't got to work on it now. And I'm like, there's no not working on it now, because I don't know if y'all have ever suffered stinky ass dishwasher or dishwater in the summertime. That shit goes south real fast. So I commenced to go downstairs. We got this old ass plumbing, and basically, to make it not boring, the things on a slant where all the horse shit like piles up in one area and it clogs the damn drain. So I have to unclog it, and I usually end up getting nasty ass sewer juice on me. Oh, it stinks. And I've been taking showers at work because this whole COVID horse, I don't want to drag it home to the kiddos. So I done had my shower. Well, then I got my little dishwater shower. I got that shit fixed, the drain drains and all that, but I'm just in a shitty mood. And I'm one of those, I don't take it out on my family because it ain't their damn fault. But the wife knew that I was in a bad state of mind. As a matter of fact, you know, I got my second shower in and went directly downstairs to just be alone, lay on my phone, and just sit and stew over the day, because I was in a pissy old man mood. She comes down and she starts talking to me, and she's trying to make me feel better, and it's helping. She's asking about my day, what went wrong, you know, she's massaging my leg and whatnot, and it's helping relieve the tension. And then she gives me the top tier knob job that I've ever had in my life. Oh, she sucked the venom right out of this sneaky little snake. Woo-wee! So, hats off to my wife, you lovely creature, you, because I came in the door angry. I came out the door happy. It's little gestures like that. Y'all take note. If your lady or dude has had a shit day, at least try. Play with they naughty bits just a little bit. Because you wouldn't believe. I think she saved my damn life. Seriously, because, like, I've been making jokes all week about trying to yeet myself off a cliff. But, son of a bitch, I have been like, you know what? Freedom! But my lovely wife went above and beyond and gave me happy times. Man, love you, wifey, if you're listening to this. I'm sorry, but the world must know. Anyway, so I'm in a better state of mind. And this was like 2 days ago. So I'm in a good mood now, because not only did my wife help take care of Sunsian, but it's also Friday and I don't have to fucking suffer tomorrow. Though my boss. So I have two bosses with the same damn name, and that makes things kinda complicated. I won't tell you their names, but they both got the same name, except the first letter is slightly different, but it's pronounced But you know what? That's not important. I don't even know why I'm telling you all this. Anyway, I've got my manager and then our next in command. We got so many bosses at a hospital. But anyway, the next step up for me, manager. She said, hey, would you like to work this weekend? I said, fuck no, I don't. She said, why? Come on. I'm like, hell no. I'm trying to just, you know, not try to find the highest mountain I can find right now. I'm not working no more. Y'all got me during the weekday, and that's currently it. And I know that sounds selfish because we've got shitty staffing, but I was going to call off yesterday and today from Wednesday because I'm like, fuck it, I ain't got no more days left, but I need a couple of mental health days bad. I'm not doing well. But, you know, my wife helped me out. I got to look back and be like, you know, my co-workers need me to be at work because they're already shorthanded. I can do this. So, you know, I'm like, you're fucking lucky I came in, you know, today and tomorrow. I'm not coming in Saturday. It's not going to happen. So it's not, you know, I'm not working myself to damn death. There is a local factory. It's a Japanese factory, and they pay damn good money. Thing of it is, I looked up on Glassdoor about the reviews, and these people are paying you like 25 plus an hour, 12-hour days. And I'm like, ooh, my nipples got hard. I ain't even playing. But I read the reviews, and everybody's like, there's a high turnover for a reason. They pay you good, but say goodbye to your home and family because they will work your ass to death. So not only do you work your 12-hour days, you get like an hour unpaid lunch that's mandatory. So you're there for 13 damn hours on top of mandatory overtime. You know, I need money just like everybody else. But I'm going to enjoy my family while I'm around to enjoy them. My oldest daughter's turned 20. And I missed a lot of her childhood because of work. Hell, when I worked at the hospital, this other place, they had me work on my wedding day. I was trying like hell to get off on my damn wedding day. Like, oh no, we need you. And I'll be damned if they didn't talk me into working on my damn wedding day. You know, the whole American dream shit's fucking a laugh and a half, ain't it? It's like, you know, I feel like you should be able to work a full-time job, not need food stamps, and be able to pay your damn rent, and have a little extra to have a little fun with. But boy, it ain't been like that in years, has it? I bet you all of y'all, same damn pickle. If you're renting, you're like, well, shit, maybe I've got enough for the rent and utilities, but it's a good thing we got food stamps. But, it's horseshit, ain't it? Like, I know we're not no third world country or nothing. Like, we can be poor and still have a PlayStation. But what the hell? Why is everything like it is, I wonder? Like, why is greed so prevalent? And I'm not just picking on the rich people as far as greed. I'm talking about, like, you know, poor folk can get greedy too. But I'm just talking about just there should be a minimum income for just living comfortable, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about your rent, your utilities, and your food. If you can cover a place to live and to eat and to be able to get to and from work, then the rest is on you, you know? And what's wild to me is I make like $3 over minimum wage, and we're damn paycheck to paycheck. I feel bad as hell for people that are just making minimum wage that are having to rent. How are y'all living? Man, it's horseshit. And you can't just blame the renter, the landlords, because believe me, there are some asshole landlords. I have dealt with some of them. And some of them just got burnt. Get some dickhead tears up their apartment, then they have to spend money to clean it, revamp it. It's asshole people. You know what? If I was Thanos, instead of snapping my finger making half of everybody perish, I'd be snapping my fingers and being like, if you're fucking useless, you know, if you don't provide to society, if you're just a damn drain, then poof, you never existed. And I'm not even picking on the damn meth heads and drug users and alcoholics, because some of them are worth the shit. Granted, not all of them, but that's just like completely sober people. I know several stone cold sober that just ain't worth a damn. So if your good buddy Jeremy was president, I would legalize drugs. You don't know how to control yourself, that's kind of a you problem. It's like with alcohol, that's how they do alcohol. You can drink yourself to damn death if you choose to do that, but most people are just like, hey, I just want my feet up after work and have a few. I'm sure there's methy folk that, hey, I want to fire up a bowl and clean the bathroom or whatever they do. I'm sure that most of them are fucking harmless. Now, the ones that aren't harmless, you know, would think that take care of itself because you get all methed out and try to break in somebody's house, especially around, you know, the Boot Hill, you're probably gonna get an extra belly button. And you know, I'm not a smart man, so take everything I say with a grain of salt, because I am a moron. but I would say legalize all drugs, legalize prostitutes. And it's not because I wish to employ the services of a lady of the night. It's just, I believe that everybody deserves an orgasm. Morbidly obese, or if you're kinda hitting on the ugly side, or whatever, you deserve a nut. Get yo nut. Thing of it is the man has made it so damn hard, it's weird you can sell anything but sex, even if it's consensual. And that's why, like, if you go looking around, I'm sure that everything for sale is snaggletooth and gross and nothing of quality. So say that you're a 300-pound hideous man that has never been hand-jobbed, and you're like, gee whiz, sure would be nice to get hand-jobbed by a pretty female, but that'll never happen because my face is clowned. I see nothing wrong with that man dropping however much that cost, you know, to get him a little handy. Sure, there's ethical reasons, but I think ethics should be up to the person. Like, I'm Christian-y, but boy, do I fall short on all of that. It's like marijuana being illegal for so long has been dog shit. Why? There's no good reason for marijuana to have been ever illegal, especially if alcohol is legal. Man, I've seen alcohol tear people up working at the hospital. I've never seen anyone in all my years of being a hospital worker seeing a guy strung out on marijuana and having, like, severe detox problems. I get peeing all the time, and it is kicking their ass. So, marijuana should have never been illegal. This whole controlled substance stuff, it's like, thanks for saving us from ourselves, I guess. It sure does work, I suppose. But maybe the government has to do what they do because there's so many dumbass parents that ain't parents. I worked for a little bit. They will let anybody with a dick and balls have kids and make kids with chicks. So you get these dumbass guys and these dumbass women getting together and making kids that they're not prepared to take care of, which then perpetrates more dumbasses because that kid ain't got a fucking chance. So here he goes, turns into a dumbass adult, finds another dumbass to procreate with, and then the cycle continues. It will never end. So Jeremy's answer is Doug Stanhope's idea of incentive-based eugenics. It's like, hey, you get free sunny delight for life. Meet your favorite NASCAR driver if you get your vasectomy or your tubes tied or what the hell ever. If they started passing out, like, $5,000 bills, well, I guess it'd be fake. If they started passing out $5,000 to get their sexy bits worked upon to where they couldn't have kids, man, that would take care of the population problem. Hell, we'd probably start being underpopulated. Only problem with that is like, every nation would have to be on board with that. Otherwise, you go from, like, several million Americans to, like, a couple of thousand, and all of a sudden all the other nations is like, hey, they got trees and shit, I'd like to have a couple of those, and then all of a sudden we're speaking Swahili. I'm just assuming that the Swahilians would be the ones taking us over, I don't know. Could be the Canadian. I never trusted the Canadian. Actually, I don't mind the Canadians, fairly polite. Maybe the Mexicanos, because they're probably still pissed we took Texas, California. You know what? If we do get took over, I hope it's like the Apaches or something. Man, it would be hard to be mad at that. All of a sudden, your president's American native. It's like, oh, shit, this is how it was supposed to be. Ah. So, if I had to go back to my place of origin, I guess it would be Ireland. I wonder why they left Ireland. I guess maybe the potato famine? I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Ireland, but I'm like, why did my family originally want to get the hell out of there? I'm sure there was a reason. Man, it's crazy just how America is a thing. Because it's like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, it's weird that I'm here because, like, there was no white in North America. You know, it was all Mexicans and Native Americans and Alaska. But anyway, it's just weird that there's so many white people here. And I'm not, like, a apologeticist or whatever. I'm dumb. It's not my fault that I'm here. It's just, it's weird. Like, I can't apologize. I was born here. It sucks how it came to be, but I'm here now, so I'm not trying to be a dick to anybody. But damn, I wonder what life is like in Ireland. I wonder if I would have liked it better than my place of origin. I wouldn't have the sexy southern accent, I suppose. Instead of taters, it'd be potaters or whatever. I can't speak Irish. But anyway, I don't know. This podcast is probably dog shit, and I apologize. I don't really have any good things to say to you, except for hats off to my wife for being a good wife. Get you a person like mine, because, like, she could let me sit and stewed and try to work things out myself, but took the time to make me feel better. She did, and it's helped a ton, and I'm very grateful for her. I'm glad I got me somebody that gives a shit. So if you get a good one, don't you be an asshole and cheat on them. If you find a person worth a damn, you know, you fight like hell to keep them, because that's a rarity. All in all, I've got a good life. I enjoy my kids and my wife. I currently hate my job because I'm burnt out. I used to love it, and I'm sure I will again. Gotta turn this damn corner. Sorry for using y'all to vent. This is my podcast, and I can do whatever I want with it. All the 30 to 40 of you that are listening, I appreciate it. So I will be right back after this short little break, and maybe I'll have something worthwhile to say.
If you missed the Richard Kasin Radio Network last week, you missed out. Folks, the seltzer ain't selling. It's over with the seltzer. They can't give it away. Joe becomes the third stooge. He had it in his contract anyway that he didn't want to get hit so much. If you watch any of those Three Stooges with Joe in them, he's kind of the star, and Moe and Larry are playing sidekick to Joe. And I don't like it.
The Richard Kasin Radio Network, Sunday nights at 9 on the Parklands Freedom Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
What up, everybody? It is Wes here from Blind Rabbit Bait Supply. Tell you about the new lower prices we've got. Any of the Elusive, the Beetlejuice, any of the Grindhouse, Salvage. All of these now are $12 a piece, or 2 for $20. You can mix and match any of them. New ones we got today: Green Apple Citrus, the Strawberry Chew, the Lemon Lush, the Berry Blast Ice, and the Apple Paradise. All those flavors now, $12 a piece, or 2 for $20. Everybody have a good day. Enjoy the rest of summer while we got it. Take care. Bye.
And I'm back. So right now it is Monday. So I started having a pretty good weekend and totally ditched the podcast. I do apologize for that, but I've got a life and I want to live it. So if you're interested, I had a little debacle happen a couple of nights ago, and we had had a storm the week before, and there was a bunch of downed limbs, and I had some cardboard and stuff that I needed to burn. So, you know, I had this, you know, pile of dead stuff that needed burnt, on top of a friendly neighborhood squirrel that didn't quite make it, so I gave him a proper cremation. But I was going through my shed and I found an old wet bag of bottle rockets, and I thought, there ain't no way these are gonna start going off. You know, they'll eventually get hot and burn up, but I don't think they're gonna start exploding or nothing. And this was, you know, dark, and there was a raging inferno going on, and them damn bottle rockets started going off, and it was just hellfire. Neighborhood dogs freaking the hell out. Them damn bottle rockets are zipping past me. The neighbor's porch lights were going on. It was just a damn mess. And it took me a while to extinguish the flames while I'm trying not to get tagged by damn 10-year-old bottle rockets. Because these things were old, and I honestly didn't think them bastards was gonna cause such a damn scene. So life lesson learned. It don't matter how damn old them bottle rockets are or how damn wet. When they dry out, they stir up a lot of shit. So anyway, I can't even remember what we were talking about, so I'm just going to switch on to a whole new subject. Something that piques my interest is, can you have one paycheck in a marriage nowadays? Because I'm seeing a lot of stuff about guys saying, hey, you know, it's the man's job to do the providing, you know, and a woman just stays at home and, you know, does the wifely duties. And that sounds great if it's feasible, but if y'all are living like that, I don't know how y'all are making it. Because when my wife worked while I was working, it made bills a hell of a lot easier to manage. She can't work now because, you know, she's got her migraine thing she's trying to take care of on top of having a year and a half year old. You know, she can't work. And so I'm the sole provider of our family. And we're making it, but it's barely. And here's the kicker is I make like $3 over minimum wage and we're still struggling. So all of y'all out there that are making minimum wage and having to pay rent, God bless you. I don't know how y'all are doing it. It just ain't right, is it? The damn livable wage. You know, they're starting to maybe catch up a little bit, but I don't see how you're surviving off of like what they just now moved it to like 10 something. I just don't get it because like the average rental, shit, that's at least what, 2 year paychecks a month? I'm not even including utilities. And I'm seeing these ladies coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, it's the man's job to provide. Well, I guess maybe in a certain tax bracket, but, you know, if you're lower income, if you're getting food stamps and having to pay rent and stuff, I would dare say that, yeah, y'all probably both need to have a job. It's a rigged game. I don't know. I just think, like, you know, I used to do janitorial work and housekeeping and just making the bare minimum that a place is allowed to pay you, and it's just like, do I not deserve to live a normally decent life? I think that your check ought to be able to pay your month's rent. Like, you know, even if just one check pays your rent, and then you have them other three checks, like one for utilities and the other for food and the other one. Everybody deserves to be able to have a good time, rent a movie, stuff like that. But man, that damn paycheck to paycheck and not being able to guarantee you're going to get your bills paid, that sucks. But there's a whole bunch of inner workings that go with that. There's too many people on the earth. I may have talked about that earlier in the show, but I'm tired as hell on my memory. This has been like 2 days I started this particular podcast episode, and a lot has happened since then. COVID has really started kicking in. And you've probably already gathered, I work at a hospital and I'm a patient transporter, and I'm transporting a lot of COVID positive patients, and there's still a ton of y'all that don't believe this shit's real. And hell, I'd be one of yous. I mean, I understand the mindset, and you know, there's a good chance something nefarious started it, but that don't even matter. What matters is, like, you know, it's kicking the shit out of people. So y'all be safe. I'm very pro-vax and I'm pro-mask, but I'm also pro-choice with that. You know, if you don't want to wear a mask, don't. If you don't want to get vaxxed, don't. But I honestly believe that you're taking a hell of a chance. My family's guinea pig because I wasn't going to have the wife and kids, which the kids can't get a shot yet. But like my wife, you know, I wouldn't make her take a shot that I wouldn't take. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'll let you know how I feel. And I ain't lying. I felt like dog turds after, okay, the first shot I got, made my arm hurt like hell for a day, and that was about it. After the second shot, man, I felt like hammered shit. Like I felt bad for one whole day, but then the day after I went back to normal. So it's worth that little getting sick. I mean, I did. I felt sick as shit, but I don't want COVID. I've known plenty of people that has gotten it, and it just whooped the shit out of them. And there's plenty of them that got it, and it barely tickled them. It's a damn wild card, and hell, I might have gotten it, not even known it. It barely bothered me. I don't know. But I got me a toddler, and my boy, my oldest, is out of the house, not her own. Her guy actually got it. It whooped the dog shit out of him. He got blood clots and everything. But back to the whole two people working thing. You know, we all have our own responsibilities that we need to take care of. People are having kids before they even have a reason to have kids. So, to put it bluntly, if you're super young and you're working like a part-time minimum wage job and you decide to have a kid, you're fucking stupid. I'm sorry, but you were thinking betwixt your thighs and not your damn head, because if you're going to bring a kid into the world as shitty as it is now and you're making the bare damn minimum, that's fucking dumb, guys. Don't do that. And if you haven't gotten this sage advice already and you've got you a little kid, you know, keep trucking on, you know. You should have waited, but here they are, so work your ass off for them. I definitely wish you the best. I'm not hating. It's just people don't think. So with my first marriage, you know, I was dumber than a bag of shit, but we didn't have our first kid, well, our only kid, until I was 21. And even then was too damn young because, I was making minimum wage and we was barely able to scrape two damn nickels together. But at least we waited a couple of years. I was dumb. We wasn't financially stable at all. Hell, my parents was keeping us afloat. If your parents are keeping you afloat, don't have kids. Stop it. If your parents are still taking care of you, you cannot take care of a kid yet. I've lived that life. So don't even think of wrap that son of a bitch up. That whole spray and pray method, that don't work. So just think about the kids you don't have yet. And it's easy to get caught in the heat of the moment when you're bumping uglies and things is getting all sexy. It's hard to think with your damn brains. But man, you're going to be bringing kids in this world and you're making next to nothing. And so you've got the poor kids that have the hand-me-downs and the, you know, everything's Goodwill. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hell, I'm a big avid fan of Goodwill. But it's a choice. It's not like an absolute necessity. And I'm not saying that super poor people don't deserve kids. I'm not saying that at all. Just try to be somewhat financially stable. You know, you're probably stuck in a damn generational rut. More than likely, your family was minimum wage, and their family's minimum wage. It's that whole generational curse of not having no damn money. But just know, if you can support a kid, we've got too many people on this planet right now, and we're all, like, eating up all the resources. And, you know, I want your kids to not have to struggle. But you know what? Maybe that's what life is just a damn struggle. There's the saying that, like, good times make weak men, hard times, you know, make hard, tough men. And I believe that. My dad had it rough as shit, and he was tough as nails, and he worked his ass off, and I'm a soft guy, I guess. But seeing some people nowadays, I'm like, well, maybe I'm not that damn soft. I just kind of hover in the middle. It's like sometimes I'm too hard on my boy, and sometimes I'm too soft on him. It's that weird thin line you have to tread, because I love my kids to death. And I guess I ride my son kind of hard sometimes, because I was a pussy in school. I was afraid to stand up for myself. Now I was this little guy, stuttered, and I got fucked with a lot. And until I got into my first little fight, you know, I would run away every time. And it's just, it's gotten to the point where, you know, you shouldn't fight no matter what. You shouldn't stick up for yourself. You should, you know, tell a teacher, tell a principal. I can tell you right now, the teacher and principal ain't gonna help you. They didn't help when I was a kid. I worked at public schools for about 5 years, and it's gotten even worse. Hell, I would tell the principal, hey, you know, this kid's getting messed with, and just crickets. I don't know if it's that they're overwhelmed or they just don't give a damn, but you've got to teach your kids. If you have kids, you got to teach them that they're responsible for their safety, because bullies will sniff them out. I tell you what, if good people would band together and just start kicking the shit out of these asshole kids. If some of y'all are like, well, there ain't no such thing as an asshole kid. They just got bad parents and they don't know better. It's just that damn generational curse. You know, some people don't believe in that stuff, but it's like, you go with what you know. One of my bullies, you know, his dad was meaner than a one-eyed snake, and this guy was mean to me. And I'm sure that his kids are probably mean. Hopefully not. I hope they, you know, broke that little spell. But I wish someone had taught me to stick up for myself, because it wasn't until I was in high school that I finally was like, you know, I had a damn gutful. I guess I'm getting off the subject. It ties together. It's like, if you're struggling and then you have a kid, then you're really going to struggle, and they're going to struggle. And it just, try to make life as fair for your kids as you can. Like, if you're living off of ramen noodles and beefaroni right now, don't have a kid. And don't be thinking, well, you know, have a kid, we're going to get free WIC and food stamps and all that. Try to make a kid when you don't need that stuff. It just, I don't know. I've seen rich people that had kids that they shouldn't have had. And I've seen poor people with a ton of kids that they love and take care of. It's a mixed bag. I just wish that they would make something where it's like all the stupid, selfish people just disappear. Because greed and selfishness and just stupid-ass people making more stupid-ass people is just destroying the planet. But I guess that's not my fight to fight. But anyway, just, if you're listening, please, for the love of all that's good, don't let your kids be an oops. You know, really think it through. Plan ahead. Hell, you'll plan ahead for months to go see a show that you've been wanting to see. And then you'll have a kid be a spur of the damn moment thing? That is stupid as shit. Man, the human race is mind-boggling, ain't it? But anyway, my personal opinion is, knowing what I know as far as the working deal goes, I will never again, which hopefully I never have to, say me and my wife ever split up and I was a single man again. I doubt I'd ever want to remarry or anything. But if I did, you can bet your ass I wouldn't even date a girl that didn't work. It just, one paycheck's hard. Now my wife, I know she works. She ain't scared of work. Hell, she's working now. You know, the whole stay-at-home mom thing, that's not just your lady sitting at home eating bonbons and being lazy. They are working their ass off 24/7. I guess that sounds hypocritical. I don't know. Hell, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. So if you're listening to me and taking this to heart, that's on you, sucker. I'm just a guy with a microphone. But just seeing all these people with dual incomes, and they're doing just fine. And it's rare if I see someone with one income and everything's financially hunky-dory. And I tell you what, one of the leading things of divorces and arguments and all that shit is finances. What's crazy is, like, my first wife wasn't big on working, and we struggled and struggled. Well, she and her husband now, you know, they both work and they're doing pretty good. You know, I've seen the difference. Luckily, as far as my household, I started making enough money that where we can live paycheck to paycheck with one income, and my wife can stay home. but I'm not making that much over minimum wage either, but at least I'm making more than minimum wage. So my final verdict is both of y'all work and build together, and then when y'all are settled down enough, if y'all are settled down enough to have kids, and y'all can make it through okay with one income, so she can stay home with the kiddos, you know, that's awesome. Something else I also thought about playing with is me and the wife both having part-time jobs. That way, making the same amount of money, but I get to be home some, and she gets to be out some, because she misses work. She worked at Chick-fil-A, and she enjoyed it for the most part. There ain't no job 100% enjoyable, or at least in my opinion. I'm sure there's people out there that is working their dream job, and I'm glad for them. I'm jealous, but I'm glad someone's getting to experience that. And I don't even mind my job, it's just I'm getting too old for it, and I'm not getting no younger, because I walk 10 to 15 miles a day, and I'm 40, and it is wrecking my ankles. Like, my knees so far, knock on wood, are fine, but man, my ankles, man, they like to seize up on me when I get home. When I'm walking, I'm okay, but if I like to sit down for 5 minutes, it is hell trying to get back up. But anyway, final verdict again is both y'all work and get some savings together. Hell, I'm 40 and we ain't got no damn savings. But anyway, y'all, you know, take me with a grain of salt, live your life, just try to think ahead. You know, you can have 16 damn kids as long as you're taking care of them and they're not suffering, because there's some people with one kid and that's one kid too many because they don't take care of them. I worked at a school that was kind of a rich person school. It was on the side of town where the doctors and lawyers' kids lived. And some of them little fellers, you know, had their own troubles too. Because I don't know how many times that I'd see, you know, the parent come pick up the kid and the kid's all excited trying to tell the parent about their day. And the parent can't keep their damn nose out of their phone. And it's like, shithead, them kids ain't gonna be little forever. You know, pay attention to them. But anyway, I am pretty tired. I'm sorry for getting so lazy on this podcast. Used to, I'd crank these out every Friday on the hour, but I'm just I'm getting tired. But I'm working on some other projects I'm excited about, and I'm still going to continue on this. I might do it like every other Friday. According to my statistics, there's a little under 50 people listening to this thing. Anyway, these things take a while to catch on though. And it may never catch on big, but that's okay. If I've helped, like, one of y'all somehow, like with that emergency, you're just finding out you're getting a divorce podcast episode, then maybe that's one person I helped, and that was my reason for even starting this thing. But anyway, as always, y'all, it's good talking to yous. I'm not sure what the next podcast is going to be about, but I'll try to get it out to you in a timely fashion. Y'all take care. Bye.
DMDR is a Hungry Purple Kittens production, written and produced by Jeremy Connor. Please message DMDR with Jeremy at gmail.com.